Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back to Rowdy Maglite Racing. I'm going to bring my catch can man, Chi-Town Mark, on. Hey, Mark, how you doing this evening?
Hey, Rowdy.
Hey, Mark.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm trying to stay warm. We got about 5 inches of snow on the ground, and, winter's here.
Well, we was lucky enough to be in a nice, warmer spot this weekend, Mark, wasn't we? It sure beats the cold weather and rain I've got today.
Well, Rowdy, we sure had a good time. It's a shame we didn't get to finish it off. But from the time we were there until the time we left, we were going, and we saw a lot of people. We talked to a lot of people. We saw a lot. We smelled a lot. We had a really good time.
I had a great time, Mark. I really did. It's if you've never been to the Derby, the Snowball Derby, it's a thing of beauty all of its own. It was absolutely nothing but motors, the sound of V8s, the smell of fuel and tires, all day, into the night, late night.
It was just, we just had a really great time. I was lucky enough to be there from Thursday morning on, and from the time I got there and the time we left, Rowdy, I was going. My legs are feeling it. And that 12-and-a-half-hour ride, that kind of takes it out of you, too. But it was well worth it. We just had a good time. We had a blast. And I can't wait till we do it again next year.
Well, you know, it don't take long, Mark. You look up, and time's gone by, and it gets to you quick. But I'm looking forward to it next year also. I want to give a big thanks to Tim Bryant and everyone at Six or Five Flags. I'm talking about Five Flags really, really put on a great show. Mark, they know how to put tails in the seats. Place was loaded down Saturday night.
It was like from Thursday night on. Each night it progressively got more and more filled in the seats. Saturday night was incredible, the amount of people they had there. And even though the weather played a factor yesterday, it was amazing the amount of people that were showing up for the race yesterday.
And they stayed all day too, Mark. Stayed all day.
Yep, just like you and I. We waited it out. We hoped for the best. And this is only the second time in history that they've had a weather delay at the Derby. And after almost 50 times, that's not a bad percentage. So, we'll look forward to the 50th anniversary next year, and I just had a wonderful time. I it's my favorite race of the year.
Mine, it can grow on you quick. It can grow on you quick.
Well, like we discussed, Rowdy,
make
the problem with once you've gone, you have to keep going back.
Well, I'm already told several folks today I'd be back. Hey, let's check on this caller here.
All righty.
Hey, caller, how we doing this evening?
How you doing?
Doing great. I just noticed you'd called early. You know, we got Don Rothenbaum with the ARCA coming on tonight.
This is your buddy Jeff from Chicago, too.
Oh, we missed you this weekend, Jeff.
Man, Jeff,
you know, I gotta take care of things
here
at home.
Well, we had a great time, Jeff. We really did, and I can't wait till next year when we're together again on it.
Yeah, I'll be there next year for sure. 50th, I'll be there.
Well,
circumstances this year just kept me away. That's all.
I was just lucky myself, Jeff.
We missed you. Your ears must have been ringing because Rowdy and I talked about you quite a bit this weekend. We had a little inside joke with you, my friend, and And there was a banner there that just had your name all over it.
I hope you got it for me.
Weather didn't permit, my friend. Weather didn't permit. It would have been a tough one, but we figured out you would have gotten it.
All right.
It'll be waiting on you next year.
All right, I'll be there.
Jeff, I'm glad you called, man, but we got Don coming on here in just a few minutes. He's going to call in, and we're going to talk a little bit of ARC, and then we're going to jump back on the late models. And I have fell in love with the late models. They have, since Nashville, they're really impressive. A bunch, great group of guy racers also, great group of guys who love racing. And I think that's what we're all in.
Yep, you got to see a couple good shows, too. Pensacola and Nashville, can't get any better than two.
Well, no, you hit it right on the head, Jeff. You know, Jeff and I get to a lot of races over the years, and those are probably two of our favorites.
Well, they sure hooked me now, I'm telling you. I would have liked to sing the snowball, but Saturday's events was all day into the night. We didn't get settled in until about 11:30, Mark, Saturday night.
Yep, that includes getting a little bite to eat afterwards, but it was a long day, Rowdy. We had a little breakfast, and we got to the track, and we didn't leave until well after 9.
Well, it was according to we made the right decision by kind of missing the truck race because it kind of carried on a lot longer than they expected because everybody's emotions was running real high.
Yeah, that race did take a while. Every so many laps, there was a caution. So I was watching it on the phone, and every so often I was watching Bubba Pollock because he was started way in the back, and I was kind of tracking him. And every time I looked at it, there was a caution, there was another caution, then another caution.
You know, same thing, Jeff. I checking my phone, too, as we were eating. And, no, I think we were back in our room, and it had been an hour and a half maybe since we had left the track, and they were still running that race.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what it looked good. Mark said that, I told Mark, I said, Mark, we made the right decision because if we're going to get up early, which we were up early and ready to go the next morning to get our VIP parking space that we had for 2 days, actually, you had it for 3 days, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah, experience helps a little bit sometimes, Rowdy. Jeff, you would have loved it. We had the basic spot we had last year, so kept getting it and kept getting lucky and waited for the haulers to clear out of the infield, and they opened up that parking area, and we were right there and grabbed another prime spot.
There you go.
We didn't have to wait on nobody to pull out. Yeah, we pulled out when we got ready to pull out.
I caught Mark well.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Jeff. after all the years of going to the races, we've got it down pretty pat. We know what to do and where to go and what to do and how to do it.
And go where you're not
and
supposed
really
to go.
Made,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Made it simple for me. It made it simple for me, you know, because Mark knew exactly where to go, and I just followed Mark. And we had a great time. We really did. And your
I'm
name
glad
was
you did.
Brought up. Your name was brought up about every hour on the hour, wasn't it, Mark? Something was said.
Yep, we missed you, Jeff. We were thinking about you, buddy, and, you know, hoping things were going good back home. So I know it was a tough decision for you, but with all the travels and everything you've got going on, it was probably, you didn't miss the race, really. So tomorrow at 5, it's going to be on Speed 51 and trackside now.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm actually thinking about possibly getting the pay-per-view.
For tomorrow night.
For tomorrow night. It's such a good race. I really, if I get a chance, so I may just do that, Rowdy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hate it for the Bryants not being able to get it in on the timely fashion, but, you know, anytime you put on an event, the weather plays the biggest part of an event. And,
and rain being a four-letter word in the racing circle, so, yeah, we sure got plenty of moisture yesterday. It looked like they were going to get it in, Rowdy. We really thought they were going to get it in yesterday, and it just wasn't meant to be, was it?
Well, I think Dan was going to make two more laps around and call it a night for the track to be dry, and then we were going to go racing, and fueled up to go out and finish his lap, and it come down a frog floater.
Yep. We got to give a call out to Darlington Dan, the jet dryer they brought in for the show this year. They went all out, Jeff. They did everything they possibly could yesterday, and Rowdy and I got to meet the driver, the jet dryer, and great guy, wonderful fella. We're gonna have him on the show later on as a guest. So yeah, big call out to Darlington Dan. I hope you're listening tonight, Dan.
And his equipment was immaculate, wasn't it, Mark? I'm telling you, it's just a guy keeps his – the truck was clean, the machine, the jet dryer was spotless. And he was just lucky there wasn't no Juan Montoya.
He equipment really well, Rowdy.
Yeah, it was a nice piece of equipment.
Yes, it was.
They said that jet dryer come and they brought 750 gallons of fuel for it.
And I think they used most of it.
Well, they was, you know, Mark, you're talking about that thing goes slow, but that's just like being on a trencher. Trench is a ditch. It just sits there and just goes all day long. It just creaked along. And
it just amazes me that you have the patience to go that slow on the racetrack. And in order for the process to be done, you have to go slow. And, yeah, Dan knows his business. He's really good, sharp man. It was great meeting him. I hope to meet him again and see him again. And it's going to be great when we have him on the show.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys, NASCAR has a long line of talented kids on their way up, and some of them, even down to Chandler Smith, I got to see him again this weekend, Jeff. You know, he finished third in the Snowflake. Really, really nice young man.
Yeah.
Derek Krause made it. All the young kids made it pretty much so far, Jeff. And the big surprise is there was a withdrawal, and Dalton Armstrong and Scott Neal Racing had already hauled all the way back to Indiana, and they're now turning around and heading back to Pensacola.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been keeping up on it.
I figured you would. Yep. It's just amazing what people do to run the Derby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, who'd you say took his place, Mark? Who come in and took that slot?
Quade Jones was going to run it, and evidently the team, because of business reasons, could not compete on the following day or so. And Dalton Armstrong, he's out of Indiana. Jeff and I see him race quite a bit. We're familiar with his car owner. We've talked with him a little bit and spent time with him. And, they finished second in the CRA Super Series, the ARCA CRA Super Series points this year, and not by much. They were almost the champions. So he won a couple races. He won a race at Nashville. He's an up-and-comer. I think he's a real talented young man.
Well, I hope he was still in town before he found out he could make the show, because that's
they had already loaded up and headed back to Newcastle, Indiana, and they pulled the car off the trailer, he said. They thrashed it, cleaned it up, redid it, threw it back on the trailer, and they're heading back down to Pensacola as we speak, I believe.
Well, that's a long ways to track back, but just to be able to get in the show, which, you know, I jumped on there and looked at the weather. The weather looks pretty good for tomorrow. I don't see no problem that happening tomorrow, but it's a lot of expense for guys that really probably couldn't afford to hang. And, you know, I'd say, what, 75% of these guys work at a real job somewhere else on Monday through Friday.
If not more, Rowdy, yeah. There's a lot of guys burning up the vacation days this week. Sick days, vacation days, whatever it is. Yeah, luckily hopefully they have a good relationship with their employers.
Well, if they've been in racing very long, you have to have a good relationship with the employer.
Yes, yeah, employers, if they're familiar with it, they're usually pretty good about it.
So, Jeff, have you been to, what was the last race you was at?
Probably Nashville.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, you've been making the runs out east quite a bit and have been able to go to as many as you normally do.
Well, there hasn't really been anything since Nashville, has there?
Winchester. I guess Winchester would have been it. Oh, no, the last race we were at was Talladega.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
We can't forget Talladega. We had a fun weekend then, too. When don't we have a fun weekend when we're at the races, guys?
That's it.
I'm going to tell you, Jeff, y'all definitely stumbled into some great seats at Talladega. Where Mark said y'all said it. Y'all did big time there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You got to see every advantage from the infield up until the upper level, the bed seats to the ground level seats.
Yeah. And for a good price, too.
Well,
we stumbled upon that. Jeff's a tough negotiator, I'm telling you, Rowdy. It's watching him work is a thing of beauty.
Well, you know, I've had a little problem with my phone this weekend, and it was tough to be there, Jeff. Just cut your phone off and go to a racetrack and see how tough it is. I pretty much have had to. My phone situation is give commands to Siri, and she tells me who calls I missed and redialed and text messages. So I've had the a negotiator for me on my phone. I couldn't send nothing out. I've got that fixed tomorrow. I hope the phone will be here. Don's running late. He may have run into something tonight. But, you know, first thing we got going on is we got the banquet coming up Saturday night and the IPR show, which we were kind of hoping to go to, but I had other commitments for Friday and Saturday that just made it impossible for me to go. And I thought,
it just wasn't going to work. But we'll be better prepared next year, and we'll make sure we're there.
Well, we didn't have a bad trade-off, though. You know, it wasn't. We traded off one for the other, and it wasn't too bad.
No. No, we were lucky, that's for sure. But I just wish we could get to, you know, racing season wasn't over. I'm already, you know, kind of clawing at the walls, although I have a couple of races to go to yet. So, yeah, that'll help me out.
Let me, we got another caller here, 256, an Alabama guy here. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing? Tim the same.
Man,
hey, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just figured I'd call in and see what all's going on. I know, Rowdy, you went down to the snowball and it's been rained out and all that kind of stuff. But just want to call in and chat for a minute, y'all.
Well, I met Mark down there. Mark beat me 2 days down there, and I met him Saturday morning, and we had an absolutely wonderful day Saturday. And, of course, Sunday, we got our feet a little wet. But, Tim, I don't know if you've ever been to the snowball, but, man, you need to put that on the list. Tim Bryant puts on a heck of a show down there.
Yes, sir, I know he does, and I have got that on my list. On my list, like I told Susanna, you know, we definitely need to go. But you know, Rowdy, we always schedule you our little trip down to the Gulf Shores on Thanksgiving, and Susanna and I go down. And just wanted to call in and chit chat, and just want to listen to what all y'all had to talk about. So I'll sit here on the side. If y'all have any questions, y'all go ahead.
Well, we had Don scheduled it. 6:10, and something's happened. Something must have happened because I reminded him, and he gave me the big thumbs up. He'd be ready. So, you know, there's a lot going on in ARCA right now. I got the banquet this weekend. I mean, there's a whole lot going on. There's a lot of rumors going on. I noticed today I was on pit lane, and a lot of things are happening. We had what about? Mark, about 3 weeks of nothing really happening, and now it's coming at us in every direction.
Well, this is the time of year it generally happens anyways, Rowdy, when the rumor mill starts flying, you know, rapidly. And, the bench racers, you know, us bench racers, we have a tendency to let those things start going.
Well, Tim, a rumor I heard for the Ice Bowl that Tony Stewart could possibly show up there to do a little racing. Have you heard that?
I heard a little bit about that, Rowdy and Mark, but just, you know, from my contacts, I want to make sure, you know, I don't want to post no false story, but there's rumor there. Yeah. There's rumor out there that he might show up. And Rowdy, are you coming to the Ice Bowl in March? Have you ever been up here to the Ice Bowl? It's something to see, ain't it, Rowdy?
I am coming back, and it's just an hour and a half drive for me, Tim. I got to be there.
I am, but I plan on it.
Well, Mark, you need to. And Rowdy can tell you it is something to see. I mean, there are so many cars. They line up all the way up and down Speedway Boulevard from east to west, come in off I-20. I mean, it's just something to see them just lined up out there, get ready to come in the track, ain't it, Rowdy?
Hey, put on a good show.
That sounds exciting. It's something right up my alley, and I'd really enjoy that.
I'm going to bring my heater this year, too. I was lucky enough to be with Rusty, and Rusty was set up for it. And most other people had the big tanks with the double burners and set in front of them. And, but you know, it was this windy. I mean, it was cool and windy for January, which you expect. But I had a great time. Great to see Red Farmer racing against some of those kids. I think he had a kid in the field, wasn't it, Tim, 13 years old?
Yeah, oh gosh, don't get me lying, Rowdy. I'm standing out here on the back porch watching TV. Dadgum. I do know that RCR driver, that young lady, what was her name, Rowdy? Anna Parkhurst was there, and I think she is the girlfriend to the young man, Cruz Skinner. I knew I'd think
Cruz
of him. Cruz Skinner. Yeah. I think you met Cruz, didn't you, Rowdy?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah.
And racing against Red Farmers, 86 years old, I guess, because he just had his birthday not long ago. But it's a pleasure to see somebody that age still able to drive a race car, and we've witnessed it in ARCA also.
Jeff and I got to spend from the
Talladega short track when we were down there for the weekend at Talladega. So, yeah, he's still going strong. Looks good, too. Hope I look that good at that age.
Can I point out a situation? I don't know if you've seen the press release that I posted earlier. Gus Dean signed a full contract with Greek for next year in the ARCA Racing Series, a whole full contract for 2017. So Gus Dean's got sponsorship for next year in the ARCA Racing Series.
You kind of expect something good to come out of it when a kid wins a Talladega, and that was a big win for Gus and Mason Mitchell Motorsports. Gus is a good driver. Gus was on our show on a Monday night after the victory.
Yeah, yeah, and y'all do a great job, Mark. You and Rowdy, I want to thank y'all for coming on the Speedway Digest Radio with us. And, you know, that takes a big load off of Stephen and I as far as the ARCA series, you know, because Stephen and I were trying to cover that. We were trying to cover local dirt track stuff with the trucks, the Xfinity series, and whatever we're going to have in the Sprint Cup series next year. Well, there I go, Sprint Cup series. It's not going to be Sprint Cup series next year. It's going to be the Monster Energy series. But I want to thank y'all again for coming apart and being a big part of our family. We really do appreciate it, Mark. Right.
Well,
thank you. It's a compliment coming from you guys. And we're just having fun and enjoying it, and we're glad we can do it.
Mark, I appreciate it, bud. But, I mean, if y'all have something to talk about, y'all go ahead and talk. I'll stay on the side. You can put me on mute. I just wanted to call in and listen. And if y'all got a question for me, I mean, you know, I just got some free time. I told Suzanne I'm going to call in and talk to Ryan and them. I haven't called in and talked to them in a while. But I'm here if you got a question. If not, y'all put me on mute, bring on another caller. You know how Don is. Don probably lost his head somewhere for reason he ain't called in.
Well, I'm sure he's a busy man this week. Well, he's probably at the PRI show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that was this week, Mark. Yeah, he might be up there.
It actually started that.
He might have. Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe if that and a little bit of a time difference is causing a problem, because Don's usually pretty good about getting back to us.
Yeah, he is. You know, it's a busy week. Tim, they got the banquets this weekend. We just started talking about the banquet. We had plans on going, but Tim, you know why I'm not able to go. So I was just lucky enough to be able to go to Snowball this weekend and really, really enjoyed it. It's one of those things that I'm looking forward to next year. And Mark, this was your 9th year, 10th year?
My 9th, and next year will be my 10th, Rowdy, in the 50th. So, Tim, if you want to go to the Derby, next year would be a really good one to make plans to go to, the 50th anniversary. It's going to be quite the show.
Okay, yeah, I forgot. Somebody had contacted me. I don't know if it was you, Mark, or somebody else had asked Suzanne and I if we – you know, if we would like to come up and was going to get us credentials and all that kind of stuff or whatever you have to have. But, you know, yeah, we couldn't make it this year, but I would love to go up. I mean, I've heard awesome stories about that. It's just a real big – it's a big deal up there. I mean, there's so much to see. Right, Mark?
It's so overwhelming. The circumstances, the time of year, there's no sanctioning involved. It's an open competition event, and you get people from all the way from California, Washington State, Maine, New York, Connecticut, up here in the Midwest. They all show up there, and they all try to be the best.
Exactly, Mark. And Rowdy, Mark, I don't want to take over y'all's show. If y'all got something going on, y'all go ahead. I'll just sit back on the side and listen.
All right, Tim. Hey, it's all working good, man. We just tonight with Don not being able, we're just going to carry on talk about the banquet. You know, we're looking at our 65th year at 2017, and for people that don't know, the ARCA does 8 super speedways, 9 short tracks. What I like about it, they go to 2 dirt tracks and a road course. You know, that's pretty awesome. Mark and I got to go to DeCoin this year, and it was a night race on dirt, and I absolutely loved it.
That's awesome, Rowdy. And talking about dirt.
There was a whole atmosphere with the state fair going on and the rides in the background and the noise and the race cars. It's really a magical time. The DeCoin is a very special place.
And it's a place you take your fishing rod because you can fish in the infield while you're working on your race car.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw that happening, didn't we, Rowdy?
Yeah, Mason Mitchell had a rod and reel in his hand. Several guys had fishing poles, were fishing. Working on the car,
the
fishing at the same time.
That's the life, ain't it?
You just wouldn't see NASCAR there, Tim. It isn't the facility isn't built for racing cars. It was built for racing horses, and they kind of make do with the facility, and it just makes it that much more special and fun.
Yeah, one mile dirt track. And
you know, Rowdy and Mark, you know, just to talk about dirt, Eldora, that's one of the places that I know I would love to go to. And, you know, Rowdy, as much as Suzanne loves racing too, I'm sure she would too far as the dirt. But, you know, with Tony Stewart retiring this year, and, you know, we got Clint Boyer going to step in his seat, which I guess you say Tony's retiring. He's retiring out of the car, but he's still part owner with Stuart Haas there. But, Tony Stewart owns that track here at Eldora. I would love to go watch that Wednesday night truck race there at Eldora. That would be awesome.
Well, Tim, I was fortunate enough to be the very first truck race they had at Eldora. And I've been to Eldora for some other races, too. And it doesn't matter what the racing is. The track is just conducive to really good, extremely fast racing. It's unbelievable how fast you can go on dirt. And if Jeff's still on the line, he can back me up, because Jeff's been with me to Eldora a few times. So, yeah, it's quite the place. Ms. Tony Stewart's and his crew do a wonderful job there.
You'll probably see Tony Stewart racing there next year.
Yeah. He got his own track, and he's got sprint cars are there, so.
So that should help the attendance for his track. I would guarantee you that. I commend Tony for bowing out, and I can't much blame him. He's going to get to do what he really loves is dirt.
He does, and he makes so. He doesn't hide that. That's his true love, and he's been banged up a few times in the sprint cars, but there's just something about, you know, these sprint car drivers. Once it's in their blood, you just can't get it out of them.
Well,
the rumor is he's supposed to do some late model racing too.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. We've talked about that. He's probably going to do a lot of racing. He's not retired. He's just not going to be in a cup car.
Well, he's going to get to do what Tony wants to do and not what Cup needs him to do. Because that's a tough schedule, 36 races. You're with a sponsor on your back. That's tough to do.
Yeah, it takes a little of the enjoyment out of it, I would think. The sponsorship, the money matters, just the whole situation. That's quite the undertaking, and then drive on top of that. So yeah, hats off to Tony. He's done a wonderful job. He's won championships. He's won races. I've seen him at the short tracks. See him at Fort Wayne at the indoor races, sitting in the middle of the crowd and people just flocking around him. He's just a great guy at that point. All the pressure's off. So, yeah, there's two sides to Tony Stewart.
Well, all right, guys. I got Don coming on, and I'm going to be Tim, I'm going to butcher his name, but I'm going to try. I'd like to welcome Don Rothenbaugh to the show. Hey, how are we doing tonight, Don?
Good, Rowdy. I apologize for my tardiness tonight. I know I'm late. I was supposed to call in. I don't know, 20 minutes ago. I had a dog crisis here I had to deal with.
That's all right.
But I'm better late than never, I hope.
Well, Dan, we all know about dog crises. I've got a pooch myself, so, yeah, no need to apologize. Just glad you're on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. How are you guys tonight?
Well, oh, we're doing good. I'm a little road weary. We were down at the Derby this weekend, and I drove back from Pensacola to Chicago area last night. So, yeah, I'm feeling it, but good to be on the show and good to have you.
Well, thanks. Thanks. I like Chicago. Well, my daughter goes to school in DePaul, at DePaul University.
Oh, great area, part of the city, and a vibrant, it's an education all itself besides school growing up in the city like that, so good for her.
Yeah, I love the area. Anyway, what are we talking about tonight? Great car.
Well, Don, first of all, I'd like to thank you and ARCA for being so receptive to our show. I mean, anything we needed, y'all provided it, and I want to give you thanks. That's part of the success was y'all being behind us, and we surely appreciate it, Don.
Well, I appreciate you saying so, Rowdy. That means a lot, and again, I do feel bad I'm late tonight. I really do apologize, but I'm sure glad to be with you now.
Well, we got the banquet coming up Saturday night. Our plans was to be at the banquet, but circumstance that we're not going to be able to. I'm definitely not. Mark said he's not going to be able to either. So I hate to miss the banquet and see everybody cleaned up in black tie.
Yeah, I might even have to shave. I don't know. I'm in my winter grub look right now.
Oh, you have to go that far?
Yeah, I have to get the blade closer to my face. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, the 64th annual. We've got a good big crowd coming. And it's just neat to see everybody in that mode, in their nice evening wear. But all the heartfelt stuff we hear from the stage, from these kids who aren't reading teleprompters, man, they're just pouring it out from the heart. And if you've not been to an ARCA banquet, they're really cool. The production is we put a lot into it. You know, we've been working on this thing since the checkered flag fell at Kansas, and certainly Katie Warnke, the new marketing person at ARCA, she is done a spectacular job with the videos that you're going to see up on the big screen. It's going to be a really big night, and we're sure looking forward to it.
Katie,
oh,
you're
making
a really
feel
good
even
job
worse about missing
video.
It now, Dan.
Say again?
You're making me feel bad about having to miss it. It really sounds like a great time, and I would love to be there.
It's a great show. I mean, it's not just hearing from the people, but the production end behind it. Like I said, we work really, really hard on this thing. It's a couple months in the works, and you know, it's just so cool, and it's so much fun to hear from these people on stage and pour it out the way they do. The way the thing lays out, it's really, really interesting, and there's a nice dinner in between, and just really looking forward to it.
Well, it's probably one of the few times that competitors can get together and actually relax with each other and have fun without the pressures of the racing going on around you.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that. It's just a nice laid-back evening where we all kind of cut back a little bit and get to know each other in a little different way, and it's just a lot of fun. Of course, the performance racing industry trade show is going on in and around the banquet. So there's just a lot going on. You got downtown Indianapolis and the excitement of being downtown during the holidays, which is really cool to have it all decked out and decorated up. And, you know, everything you can walk to, you know, you walk to the PRI show, you walk to Sagamore Ballroom where the banquet is, you can walk to the downtown mall through all those gerbil tubes or whatever they are, but you don't have to set a foot outside. It's just it's a nice, cozy, fun weekend, and we sure look forward to it. And that'll sort of put the exclamation point on and the period on 2016. And then we you know, start thinking ahead and thinking about Daytona with open testing coming in mid January. So it all happens fast. There isn't a lot of off season here, and before you know it, we'll be turning rounds at the World Center of Racing here with the 54th annual Lucas Oil Daytona ARCA 200 coming February 18. So it's all coming and coming fast, but it's all good.
Don, how's everything going with the reconstruction on the new facility?
Well, the old building has not been demolished yet, so the old structure is still standing there. And right now we're leasing office space nearby, so there's lots of things. They can't just go in and knock it over. There's lots of things to consider. Do you just knock it over? And if you're going to rebuild on the site, you have to demolish it in a way that would be different than if you were not rebuilding on the site. So there are lots of things to consider. Do we rebuild right there? Do we rebuild somewhere else? Do we continue to lease space? Do we buy office space? There's lots of things to consider that are still in the works. And meanwhile, we're trying to keep the train running, which has been chugging along really well lately. There's just a lot of good news coming out of the series lately. Despite the fire we had just before the Kansas finale, our TV numbers are up 10% at Fox year to year. Our website numbers, our web traffic has been really, really on the upside. We're up about 24% already this year.
Wow.
From last year. So there's lots of promising trends. We're about ready to unveil a brand new Ilmor engine at the PRI show, which will have a really significant number attached to it. The Ilmor engine, the ARCA Ilmor 396 program, has gone way beyond everybody's expectations. The composite bodies have been a real smash hit. And I got to tell you guys, since the Ilmor and the composite body came, this is a great stat, you'll love it, starting with Daytona 2015, there have been 18 first-time winners covering 40 races, 2 years, 18 first-time winners, and 25 different winners. Those are really cool, interesting numbers. And so,
it shows the competitiveness of ARCA.
Pardon me?
It just shows how competitive ARCA is.
Well, it is for sure, but it's putting more chips in more people's pockets in the competition department. Just looking at the numbers, 18 first time winners in 40 races. You think about that? That's nearly half.
I tell you, I think that's been a great improvement. Kentucky, I believe the first 17 cars all had composite bodies, which made them all look like a car you could actually go buy off the showroom on Monday mornings. Really looked good. The field looked great at Kentucky. I was the biggest Debbie Downer on the change, but I tell you what, Don, it really has changed my attitude of the way ARCA looks now. It really, the Ilmor performed way better than I expected. The cars look way better than I expected when they're all grouped together, and the racing has turned out to be great. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. You just give them out.
Yeah. And the racing has been really, really good, and not only just on the short tracks, which it's always been good there, but even on the bigger tracks, we've seen some really, really cool competition. So, and we think it's going to get just, even better. The economy is certainly, it has been gaining steam, I believe, and it looks like it's going to continue with some of that steam. Stock market's up, and things are looking good all the way across the board. So we're excited about 2017.
You have an affordable ticket, too. That's the best thing. There's an affordable package there that you can get on a ticket that, by far, entertainment is well worth the entertainment.
Yeah, I love watching ARCA races live. I mean, you work real hard up to that point, and I always, by the time we get to that green flag, that's when I start sort of exhaling a little. You wouldn't expect so, but I'm not. At that point, I get to get more into the fan mode than anything else. And I've always loved watching ARCA races on TV for sure, but specifically live. There are some great events. The two races on the dirt this year were fabulous. Just what? Fantastic at both Springfield and Des Moines. Looking forward to doing that again for sure. I love that part of our schedule.
Well, we were talking about Des Moines just a few minutes ago, but Don, you give us a stat on how many races, ARCA races, you had been to. What's your stats on that?
Well, I started at ARCA in 1997, and I started at Daytona. Obviously, we've opened there every year since 1964. But I started at Daytona '97, and I have never missed an ARCA race, which puts me at 426 consecutive over 20 years. And it's a cool number. It's a big number, and I'm proud of it. Some people look at that number over 20 years and say, you know, that's all. But you got to keep in mind, it's not like the NASCAR, Monster Energy Cup Series schedule is going to be, I guess, where you know, you get 36 races in a year or whatever the number is over there. You know, we hover around 20. So it takes a lot more years to build the numbers. Anyway, sorry for the long answer, but I'm at 426 consecutive as of the Kansas finale this year.
Well, we was kind of hoping for that 21 race, but we didn't see it, the extra race come out.
Yeah, well, you know, won't see it in 2017, but, you know, the years beyond that, who knows? I mean, you never know. We've added two races this year. Two came off the schedule, and we plugged two more in, so that seems to be, we seem to be hovering around 20. But I do remember when I first started, we had some seasons where there were 24 and 25 races in the year. But the 20 seems to be a fairly acceptable number for all the people involved with the tour, whether it be, you know, the series officials and the teams who worked so hard to hustle down the road to get to all these races. 20, we've settled in at, seems to be just about right for everyone involved. And even at that, you know, these teams, these race teams, the way they go, specifically in late summer when we have those, God, nine races in a row stretch or whatever it is, 9, 10, 11, man, their tongues are just hanging out. So 20 is plenty for what we do.
Well, that, what about us? Fox? I mean, Fox done a wonderful job with their coverage, and I enjoyed American Sports Network. Don, I hope they're coming back this year.
Well, right now we're in our third year of we're going into our third year of a 3-year agreement with Fox, and we've already, they've had meetings, at least one so far, to talk about a 3-year extension. Now we haven't released anything yet, or we are not in a position yet to release the schedule for TV schedule for 2017. And a lot of that has to do with, to take the mystery out of it, you know, Cup and NASCAR, you know, as we're paired up with those tours, their schedules vary and change over the year, the amount of practice time they go on track, and everything's evolving, everything's always changing. So we have to change around those schedules too. And but we expect to be coming out with a TV schedule. It wouldn't be before the banquet, but I would say probably shortly thereafter. Things are looking good.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Rowdy. Yeah, is you know, you talk about keeping the schedule around 20 is. Is there chance that you would expand out your schedule a little bit, you know, add two or three races a season?
Sure, anything's possible, and I would never say never. I would say there's no chance of that for the 2017 schedule. Once we release a schedule, we stay pretty tight to it, and that's it. To say, looking at 2018 and beyond, of course there's a chance that we could add a couple, two or three races, whatever it would be. But we've been averaging about 20 over the last gosh, dozen years or so. But yeah,
right.
Of course, that possibility exists that we could add some races.
I was just thinking, Don, because of the fact that there's a possibility of a couple of facilities coming back onto the circuit, Nashville being possibly one of them, and possibly Yarka being at Gateway. I just thought those would be great, you know, tracks for them to go to.
Of course, having raced both already, love to go back. Gateway is a neat racetrack.
It is.
In itself. One corner is a little tighter than the other, and it's a 1.25 mile, unlike anywhere else. But gosh, when you look at all the cool tracks out there that could become possibilities, I don't want to speak out of line here, but
we don't want to put you in that position, Don. But
no, and
there
I
are so
and
many
I
great tracks out there. It's hard.
Yeah, I'd like to see another dirt track race on the schedule, that's a personal preference. I do love the fact that this tour, you know, that was born on dirt tracks and, you know, 1953, when, you know, 90% of the schedule was dirt. But I just think it's cool that we have kept that part of our identity alive over the years, even with two races a year. But heck, it wouldn't bother me a bit to see another dirt track show up on the schedule some year, sometime. That to me would be really cool.
There's got to be it would be nice to have an event sometime between Daytona and Nashville. It's a long period of time with going without a race.
It is. It's also an opportunity because there's, you know, when the season ends, there is so much effort and work from these teams that goes into preparing for our Super Bowl, our marquee event at Daytona. The preparation for this race is like no other. I mean, it's a full-time tilt to get to Daytona. So, yeah, it would be appropriate, certainly, to have a race in between Daytona and Nashville, which doesn't come till, you know, early April to help fill that gap. But really, that space there is really helpful for the teams with Daytona behind them. They can take the focus off that and, you know, put more focus on the short track and intermediate schedule coming on the way. It's sort of a nice little space to let the teams get further along and get where they need to be to get ready for the full-time push.
Well, that makes sense, too. There's a lot of different variables that you're dealing with, and I just thought that was quite a while without a race for ARCA, and if you could find something, of course, you have to be deep south, and you're not always, the facilities aren't always available for that.
Yeah, I mean, running in, you know, between mid-February and early April, I mean, for a Midwestern-based tour, your options are certainly limited in that regard.
Yes.
There are some great facilities, certainly, in the south, but you know, we don't have the options that you would have at your fingertips midsummer or so. But it's that space is to filling it up is definitely doable. There are tracks out there, and I suspect there will be that space filled one of these years, probably sooner than later.
So we got testing after the banquet. We got testing at Daytona, January the 13th, 14th, and then they're going to test the composite bodies on Sunday if they don't have to back up and use the weather dates for rain on the 13th and 14th.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate, Rowdy. It's, you know, the test, which had been traditionally in December, after the banquet before Christmas. That was always a difficult thing to do. But But yeah, mid-January, we'll have the test Friday, have the test Saturday, Sunday. The third day, it would be certainly reserved for if we had weather on Friday or Saturday, and absolutely if we had some composites there on site, that'd be the day they'd get out on the track Sunday afternoon, because we know that despite the fact that all the bodies at Daytona and Talladega will be steel body cars in 2017, we also know that, as we have already announced, that all the bodies will be composite bodies at Daytona and Talladega the following year in 2018. You'll not see a mix of steel and composite cars at Daytona and Talladega from 2018 on, like we've already seen the mix on the short track and intermediate tracks of steel bodies and composite bodies. 18 forward, it'll be composite only at Daytona and Talladega.
Well,
you guys got your Christmas presents. You got your Christmas presents all paid for, bought under the tree. You guys all set for the holidays?
What? I'm trying, Don. We've had a little bit of a health issue here at my home, but it's getting to feel a little bit more like Christmas now.
I'm glad to hear that, and sorry about those issues. I hope those work out for you, Rowdy.
Well, it's the little bump in the road that everybody has to go through in life, and we're just we're fortunate that it's come as late as it's been, I guess, because we're both moving up in age. But we've been fortunate enough to do it. That's one of the reasons I'm not going to get to make it to the banquet. And I think Mark had his wife on. Was they going to be out of town too on a deal? So it kind of hit us. But we were lucky enough to go to the Snowball Derby this weekend. That kind of help make up the difference.
Yeah.
What's
the weather look like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's weather is looking a lot better than today's. 5% chance, I think, is all it is. So they'll get it in finally tomorrow. And, yeah, that's tough. The Bryants are such great people, great promoters, and they do one whale of a job. I don't know if you've been to the Derby or not, Don, but if you haven't, you need to go.
Yeah, that's one race I've never been to, but certainly would love to be a part of that. It's such a cool deal. I haven't read about it for all these years. And the Chili Bowl. I've never been to the Chili Bowl. Boy, would I love to see the midgets go on the quarter-mile dirt track.
I'd like to get to that. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah. And, ARCA raced at Five Flags Speedway back in the mid-90s. I think Frank Kimmel won his second ever ARCA race, second of 80,
okay.
Way back when at Five Flags Speedway. He won a race down there. So, yeah, ARCA has put on a couple, three races there over the years, but it's certainly been a while.
Well, it's a nice facility, and the event's definitely outgrown the facility. It's just amazing, the racing and the amount of participants they roll through that track in the 4 days of the race.
Yeah, it is amazing. Hats off to the promoters down there, Mr. Bryant, and all the people that make that show hum. It really is incredible, and arguably the greatest and most famous late model race weekend of the year. I'm not sure what would outrun the Snowball Derby these days as far as the template late model stuff goes, but you look at the car counts and the enthusiasm and all the people that pull from all over the country to come to this thing. Whatever they're doing it right. And
it's
sure,
really
I'd love
a
to
whole
I'd love
type
to
of animal, Don, and I think the fact that it's a non-sanctioned event, the time of year it's at, it's a whole combination of things that just make it so special. And the problem is once you go, you got to keep going back.
Yeah, you get hooked, and you've seen it once, and you've got to see it again. You would know. You drove all the way from, you said, Chicago to Five Flags.
I did, and it's not my first rodeo to there. This next year will be my 10th time going down to the Derby, and my 8th in a row. So
wow.
It's worth it. It really is so worth it, Don.
You've seen it grow over the 10-year period. It was probably pretty big 10 years ago, I suspect, but it's off the charts now, isn't it?
It is. From the first, I saw my first Derby in 1999, and until what it is now. Of course, the previous promoters and now the Bryants have taken over since the mid 2000s. So the Bryants have taken it to a whole new level.
They wasn't an empty seat in the house on Saturday night for the snowflake. The place was completely full. All seating was full, reserve, general admission. It was pretty impressive.
And that's not even the main event.
No, that wasn't it. No. And everybody was coming out yesterday, and it raining, and they're still filing in. And they stayed all day.
And now, do they do live pit stops during the actual Snowball Derby race, being a longer race?
They do, but because of the situation this year, they're going to go to that modified, like the ARCA Midwest Tour used at the Dixieland 250 at Kaukauna, and they say they use those same rules at Nashville. And you basically can come in the pits, come out, you retain your position. So you don't need to have the full-blown pit crews.
Ah, okay. Now, do I have it right? And I apologize for not knowing, but a 300-lap race?
It is a 300-lap race. You called it right.
Wow, that's amazing. for a template late model show, that is just so cool. How was it? I heard the race was pretty dramatic there, the snowflake race, won by Augie Grill, yes?
Yes.
It was. Augie came, six, seven laps left Rowdy when he finally took the lead. And
he pushed
tires and had enough left to do it.
Yeah, he's one heck of a shoe. I've seen him race Outlaw late models up here at actually Toledo Speedway. I saw him dominate one night. Like, he made all the locals look silly. Till the car broke or something. I can't remember what happened, but I remember him being one well of a race car driver.
He's a Snowball Derby winner. So, yeah, he's won a few races. He's you're right, he is quite the shoe. He knows what he's doing behind the wheel.
Well, he didn't lead a whole lot of laps, but he led the one that counted when that was the very end. And the crowd, you could hear the crowd come alive when he took the lead, didn't you, Mark?
They liked their Bama boys down there, being so close to the Bormer. There was a lot of Alabama people down there.
Yeah.
He's from Alabama, right?
Yeah. He is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And the locals have something cool like that to cheer about.
Don, I got a caller here, Tim Despain. He'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, sir. Tim, go right ahead.
Thanks, Rowdy. Don, Tim Despain with Pit Stop Radio on SpeedwayDigest.com. We've had you on our show before. You talked a good bit about the composite body coming back and when it's going to be full-time in the ARCA Racing Series. Can you touch a little bit about on the new general tire that ARCA has took over and, you know, with Hoosier not there anymore? Can you talk a little bit about how the drivers like the new Hoosier tire?
The general tire program has been, that's another one of the things I neglected to mention in the last half hour or so, is how successful the general tire program has been for ARCA. They brought a lot of new entitlements to the tour and a lot of pizzazz and a really, really dynamite tire as well. They entitled several of the races this past year at Pocono and Talladega and the General Tire Grabber 100 at DuPont. So that really helps everything out. It helps the promoter, it helps us, it helps the race teams. But it's been a huge, huge success story, and we've got a agreement going well into the future with General Tire, and it just, I mean, the program just really went well, and and I'm sure that General Tire would say the same thing, and certainly look forward to working with them in the years ahead, many years ahead.
And Don, can you touch a little bit about on? I got the press release today from Gree Racing. Gree signs multi-year contract to sponsor the Rising Star Gus Dean. He's gonna Gree's gonna sponsor them all year next year in the 2017 ARCA Racing Series. Can you touch on a little bit about what that means to the sport?
Well, I mean, anytime you've got a big sponsor like Gree to put faith not only in Gus Dean, but when they put their name on the side of Gus Dean's ARCA car, they're putting faith and more value into this ARCA Racing Series. They look, they obviously see a lot of value in Gus Dean. And by the way, Gus Dean is a wonderful young man, very well spoken and super nice, comes from a great family, and he's the kind of kid you root for because he's just good, really nice, well-rounded young man. It's cool to see him come here and have success. But and to bring the title sponsor along with him, it says a lot for Gus Dean. It says a lot for the race team he'll be with, and it says a lot for the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards, that they see the value here on this tour to have that sort of faith to paint their name, decal their name on the side of a car. It's big. It's big for the tour, and we're grateful to have them, and we hope to give them everything they're looking for here, and we think we can. We know we can.
And, Don, I want to give a big kudos out to Miss Sherry Miller. You know, Sherry retired. She was my contact there at ARCA. I mean, just want to how is she doing since she retired? I mean, she was a great asset to ARCA and you, Don. I know you hated to lose her, too, but, I mean, she wanted to retire and go enjoy life, correct?
Yeah. Sherry Miller did a wonderful job at ARCA, and she's a big fan of me too, and that really helps. You know, you got people on your back, you know. So I didn't want to see her go, but the gal that came in on her heels, Amanda Zimmerman, is equally as wonderful and really really bright and sharp and smart, and so ARCA just keeps chugging along. But yeah, Sherry Miller brought a lot to the tour. She had, you know, been full time at ARCA there, but she worked with ARCA going way back to the John Markham days. I mean, she was a local. She was the scorer, one of the scorers at Toledo and Flat Rock, locally there for years. And her brother Dave Miller was a figure eight champion at Flat Rock and ARCA Racing Series official in the last dozen years or so. He's not doing it now, but. And her son Greg Stoop is the son of Bob Stoop, the second all-time winningest ARCA driver on Earth, second only behind the late great Joy Fair. And her son Greg Stoop, sorry to go on, but you brought up Sherry Miller. But her son Greg Stoop won the Street Stock Championship at Flat Rock, and he by doing so. He became the only driver locally in Flat Rock or Toledo history to win championships in the super late model division, the street stock division, the sportsman division, and the figure eight series division as well. So Sherry Miller and her family in the ARCA Racing Series, in the ARCA sanction, go back decades. And so, to see her go was certainly sad, but I know she's doing very well. You know, so all good.
That's good. Don, thanks again for taking my call, and I want to throw out kudos again. Anytime I had a question about anything at ARCA, as far as the rule book or anything, all I had to do was call Sherry, and Sherry took care of it. Don, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for everything that you do for the racing series, and Rowdy and Mark, thank y'all for letting me come on, and if I don't talk to y'all have a Merry Christmas. Don, appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Sam.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all, and thanks for your continual support of ARCA and having us on so much and following us around and being interested in what we do. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Don.
Well,
back over to you, Rowdy and Mark.
Thank you, Tim. I'm just glad we didn't get off here and mention General Tire, because I'm telling you, John Roberts and that group over there has really been a big benefit to ARCA. Just being on the Midway and the presence out there has really been a positive spin on ARCA.
Well said, Rowdy. Well said.
Well, I mean, I've seen it, and just like you have, Don, and this year to have General Tire out on the Midway at DuCoin, Talladega, and have drivers come out for appearance, it was great. It was really great. And it's got to be great for their business, because it had people talking about General Tires.
No doubt about it. They are a real asset to our tour, and together, I believe, we are an asset together. So our gratitude and special thanks to General Tire for having the faith to come our way and put so much into this tour. They've done nothing but enhance it and make it better and better and more exciting than it already was.
Well, you know, before you get gone here, I know you're busy too, but you take the Elmore engine, the 5-star composite body, General Tire, Fox, the TV. I mean, you're in line for, I mean, it's more success. That's why the numbers are up. It's just proving their sale.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in a growth pattern. You know, we can't predict the future, but all things are pointing in the right direction in all regards. And I think, you know, we did good on, I mean, we ended the season with an average of 36 cars at Chicagoland, Kentucky, and Kansas, three super speedway races to end the year. And typically at the end of the year, with everyone's tongues hanging out and so tired and the equipment worn out and running out of money and all those things that happen, we ended very, very solid with a car count on the rise. So by the numbers, by all angles, we see a very, very bright future ahead.
Well, I know Mark and I are proud to be part of it. I mean, it's really going to be something special. You know, and another thing, Don, I appreciate the articles. I mean, people come off my page to grab your articles. I kind of retitle it because I can't drag the title to the top. But it's been amazing who comes and grabs the I don't know if they just don't – it's more convenient for them to snatch them off my page, but it's really been great to have your articles. And Katie does a wonderful job on her film clips. I mean, between those two right there, that gives us plenty to work on during the week. It makes it easier for us.
Well, thank you, Rowdy. I appreciate you watching over all that stuff and using it. I mean, that's why we put it up there. In hopes that people will see and say, hey, that's cool. I think I'd like to run that release ourselves. And yeah, Katie has done a great job with the videos and bringing her own personal touch to the tour. And she's wonderful. She's very talented. She's really good with, you know, the video editing side of things and the production of it. And she's very, very exceptionally creative. And she's just done a wonderful job and has been a great addition to the tour. Wonderful lady.
Mark or Jeff?
Wonderful.
Y'all
really
got
sharp.
Anything y'all like to ask Don before he leaves?
Don't ask me any hard questions. I'll fumble the answer. Don't make it too hard now.
No, Don, just thank you for being on tonight and being such a gracious guest and giving us all this wonderful information. And you're always welcome back. We'd love to have you as often as we could. And happy holidays to you and your family. And we hope to see you at Daytona.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you saying all those wonderful things. And you will. I'm scheduled to appear at Daytona. It'll be my 21st consecutive Lucas Oil 200 at Daytona. So thanks to you, and happy holidays to you, Mark, to Rowdy, and Tim Despain, if you're still with us. I don't know who's hanging around here or not, but glad to hear from all of you. And, yeah, I'll be glad to come back and be with you on the show anytime you feel like I could fill some space for you. thank you so much, and I'd love to come back.
Well, you know, Don, I hate it took so long, but it's all about timing. And, you know, I think it was the right time with a banquet coming up and 2016 over and what was going to go on for next year. I mean, it's been a great show, and I appreciate it. And happy holidays to your family. And I can't wait to, which will be my 19th Daytona race. I can't wait.
Really? You've been to 19 in a row?
It's right down the road. Yes, sir.
Wow,
19.
You're right on my heels.
Well, I mean,
wow,
I come back
for
from
you.
I come back from Pensacola with a hook in my eye, so I'm gonna be someday saying that about Pensacola. That was a real special race. The coin was another great race. The dirt, if you've never seen a dirt race at night, I mean, it's just unbelievable. The coin, the atmosphere, Mark said it earlier, the state fair in the background, the corn dogs, the midway with all the food. It was a great, great weekend.
Yeah, don't forget. I'm glad to see you get those corn dogs in there, Rowdy.
Well, I didn't get one until 11:30.
I love the dirt races. I just love them, and I look forward to them. I look forward to going to the Illinois State Fair and the DuPont State Fair every year. They're very special to me. I've been going to those races since I was a little boy, so there's a lot of magic there for me.
Well, Don, I want to thank you, sir, and looking forward to a lot more adventures here. We're just gearing up. We've had a great year. We got a hard road to hold the I don't know if you know our numbers this year, but out of the 20 races on the following Monday night, we had 15 of the winners on, and
take a
lot of pride in that number.
Good for you, and good for our guys for being sharp enough to go on with you. I'll tell you
we started with the corn.
I'm gonna buy you some chocolate covered bacon.
Dang, you're talking my language.
That will go right with the hot sauce on donuts.
I'm holding you to that.
Well, and then we're going to skip over to the corn dog aisle.
We started this with our first winner was John Westhandley with the Lucas Oil 250 at Daytona. And then we had the winner and the champion, Chase Briscoe from Kansas Speedway. So we started on a good note, and we closed the season on a good note. So Chase is going to be a really, really great racer someday, and proud of him. Chase made 6 appearances on our show this year.
Well, let me think about that now, Riley, because if my numbers are right, he won 6 times, so you got him each time.
That's exactly right, and the champion to go on top of that. So we were really fortunate and blessed.
He's such a cool kid. So down
to earth. He really is. And I'm a lot of that thanks goes to. Yeah. Well, we appreciate y'all working with us, Don.
Absolutely. Looking forward to more.
All right, sir.
We're not tired of us.
We're
not tired of you.
No, sir. You just keep twisting Earl Bonner's arm. I'd like to have him on one day.
We'll make it happen for sure.
Thank you,
Don.
Done deal.
Yes, sir. Thank you all. Happy holidays.
You too, sir.
Bye now.
Well, bye.
Keep time, bye.
Mike, or Mark? I'm sorry. Mark, we knew it was going to be
okay,
a good
Roddy,
show.
I knew who you were talking to.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a good show. A little late getting on, but hey, you know, good things are worth waiting on. Isn't that right? Good things are worth waiting on.
Oh, Don was a wonderful guest. We've been very blessed and lucky to get a lot of wonderful guests. So we're going to keep it up and keep this show going and getting it better and better.
All right. Mark, Jeff, you got anything you want to close out with tonight?
No, just glad to listen to you guys.
Well, hey, Liz,
well, thanks for being on there, Jeff. I'll give you a shout in a day or so, and we'll go over the end of the season or events that we can get to.
Fun.
All right, Jeff, have a good one, buddy.
You too. Rowdy, fun to talk to you. Have a good holidays.
You too, Jeff. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Y'all have a happy holidays too, sir.
Thank you.
Tim, we appreciate you giving us the extra little time because we occasionally need it the night we needed it. We run about 20, 25 minutes over, so we appreciate it. I know you're still listening. And, guys, you know, we're going to get out of here. And if it's Monday night, you know it's Rowdy night. So till next Monday night, I'm out of here.
Rowdy, you and Mark are welcome. Y'all have a good one, bud. We'll talk at you later.
Thanks,
Tim.
Have a great holiday if I don't talk to you.
You too, bud.
Thank you. All right, Rowdy, I'll talk to you later, my friend.
All right, bud.
Good show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
back a spin.